A close friend of David McPhail says he felt his soul go back down through the mattress when he woke to news he had passed away this morning. Actor and writer Peter Rowley worked alongside comedy legends David McPhail and the late John Gadsby throughout his career. He described McPhail not only as a dear friend but a mentor and like a second parent. David McPhail passed away in a Christchurch rest home this morning at the age of 76. Matthew Hutchings looks back at his life on and off the screen.
Good evening, I'm Ken Ellis.
And I'm David McPhail.
And welcome to A Week Of It, the programme that dares to ask the question, why?
And answers, who cares, who knows, and what the hell anyway?
Writer, producer, actor, comedian, beloved husband, father and grandfather. David McPhail was today remembered for bringing satire, like A Week of It, to New Zealand television screens, along with his infamous impersonations of former Prime Minister Sir Robert Muldoon.
Robert Muldoon, you were born in 1920.
That is right, yes, I was a war baby.
But there was no war in 1920.
Oh, there was in our house when my old man first saw me.
Normally in this programme, we'd have some old childhood friends with endearing reminiscences of your boyhood, but according to our researchers, you had no friends.
That's right, yes, not a single friend. I hated them, they hated me, and that's the way I like it.
Speaking only last month to RNZ's Jesse Mulligan about his life, McPhail, who started out as a journalist in 1967, said he was aware the show pushed boundaries and not everyone, including Sir Robert, was a fan of his work.
He didn't like them, but he accepted that they were useful. In fact, and this was one of the problems with the characterisation, they humanised him to some extent.
For close friend, comic actor and writer Peter Rowley, his big break came in 1977 when David McPhail heard the then stage manager wanted to actually be on stage.
He rang me at the Court Theatre and said he was putting together a new series called A Week of It and heard that I could tell good jokes. So he asked me to come in and audition, and I did. And a few days later, he called me back and said that he would like to offer me, you know, to become a member of the core cast of A Week of It.
Peter Rowley described McPhail as his mentor who gave budding actors like him their big break.
You know, I was talking to Mark Hadlow this morning, and he said the same thing, that David was very, very giving and he wanted the very best out of you. And he did it in such a lovely way. He became a very close friend. Both he and Anne McPhail almost kind of feel like my other parents. They were so giving and loving, you know, and understanding, because I was a bit of a twat when I was younger.
He said despite knowing his friend was very ill, this morning's phone call from Anne McPhail about his friend's passing was still a bolt from the blue.
A man of such stature and iconicness and closeness, it was a jolt when she told me. It was, you know, I felt my soul go back down through the mattress. Yeah, it was a real jolt, and because I loved him, you know, I absolutely loved that man.
David McPhail went on to collaborate with the late John Gadsby on another skit series, McPhail and Gadsby, a working relationship and lifelong friendship that would pan decades. McPhail recalled how they met.
In one of those ridiculous moments in people's lives, two people were at a party together, and one group of people are saying, "You must meet David McPhail, he's very, very funny." Whereas in another part of the room, there's a crowd saying, "You must meet John Gadsby, he's very, very funny." And so you have two potential comedians who are stalking each other at this party, sort of saying, "Okay, make me laugh then." And in fact, he did, and I did. And I hired him first as a writer, because he could obviously write funny scripts.
Also with Peter Rowley and John Gadsby, McPhail made blokey comedy Letter to Blanchey. Years later, he starred in Seven Periods with Mr. Gormsby and the amazing Extraordinary Friends. He was awarded the Queen's Service Medal in 1992, and 16 years later, he was appointed an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit for his services to television and theatre. Peter Rowley says he's not sure who he's going to collaborate with now that both MacPhail and Gadsby are gone.
I'm quite happy to play with my memories because I don't really do that much acting or anything anymore. And at the moment I'm producing a gin, so the thespian endeavour has driven me to drink, as David once said.
David MacPhail passed away this morning peacefully in his sleep at the age of 76. For Checkpoint, Matthew Hutching.